Hi, this is Viv, and you're listening to the sixth episode of 'Cause It's Me. Let's get to it. Most important things that you deal with it, whether you like it or not, when you're an immigrant, is that the cultural difference. Like, I did see how people were talking about culture shock and stuff like this before, and when I got right here, I was like, what are you talking about? I have always been living with this other culture, not my own. But then as the time went by, as we went further, I realized how much different it was from what I had imagined before, and how much of it I just couldn't comprehend easily. That was my case. I think probably a lot of people that they come from conservative families and conservative countries, they do face a lot more of that shock than others. So as we choose for this new place to be our new home, we somehow need to get accustomed to the whole new idea of what freedom is, to what culture actually means, because we have completely different version. So the longer we live in this new place, the more we feel like the new culture is our very own, and the maybe more disconnected we will be from the previous one that we were born into. One of the most important thing in this cultural differences is that there are some things that they are considered ethical, and they're like moral rules that they don't really apply in this new society that we're living in. So as we are, as an individual living in this new place on our own for, let's say, 3 to 4 years or even longer than that, we get very much used to the new rules, right? You just go ahead with it because there's nobody to be like, oh, what you're doing is against our moral rules, because they just have different moral rules right here, you know? So once you get caught in one of these situations that you need to consult with your parents, or like with your friends, with anybody that you've left behind in your previous life, that is when the problem arises. That is when you're like, okay, right now this doesn't seem to me as much of a problem, but if they find out about it, they're gonna crucify me. And I am not just saying it for the sake of saying something completely out of this world, but what I'm trying to say right now is what a lot of people coming from countries like us are going to face when they go a little further, and they may break one or two of those rules that they're not actually considered rules in this new world that they're living in. And one of those things is when you see in like all these American movies or like European movies, series, all of them, you just see that a lady is living with her partner and she gets pregnant with that person, and they decide whether they want to keep the baby or not. It's not really that much of a choice for the family to make. It's up to them. It's their lives. They're living together, so they would do whatever they like to, whatever they desire. Now, this, for us, would be a huge problem. First of all, you wouldn't be able to live with your partner as easily as we might think. And second one would be the fact that, are you kidding me? You're going to have a kid with the person you're not even married to? You shouldn't even be living with the person you're not married to in the first place. So you're having a kid right now? Okay, we're having a problem. That probably would be the reaction that you're going to receive from your parents if they are like super open-minded, right? Now, probably only 1% of the society will give you this reaction of your previous world, but the other rest, they're things that will leave you in dilemma. So that's why today I decided to choose the phrase, I'm late, to create a story with it, which is not based on a true story, but it is something that I have heard a lot around. As an Iranian who's been living abroad, a lot of my friends have shared somehow the same kind of story with me. So let's get to it. Oh, by the way, I am sick. So if you guys hear my voice a little bit weird, that's just because I caught a cold. So let's start the story now. 1, 2, 3, 4 here, 10 here, and then 3 more here would make a total of 20. It just doesn't work out. I mean, it has to probably start somewhere about now. It should have started weeks ago, not right now. I was late. 20 days to be exact. And I was living with my partner. This partner that I am completely in love with. I know that we will end up together, but we are not married. I know, you might be thinking, well, then what's the big deal? I'll tell you what it is. See, ever since I was 20, I wanted to have a family of my own. I was in love with having kids. Not even a day went by without me imagining my whole future with this Mr. Perfect, whoever that was going to be, with our kids running around the house. And I was in my early 40s, and here I was, sitting right here with the pee stick in my hand, waiting to see if it will turn positive or negative. I'm not gonna lie, I am stressed. I am very stressed, in fact, very worried. What bothers me the most is that I have always wanted for this to happen, but right now I'm sitting right here thinking, please don't, please don't, please don't, and I'm having my fingers crossed. Maybe that will help a little bit. I don't know. He doesn't know. We have been living with each other for 2 years right now. Well, luckily I was able to keep it from my family. It was my secret, my little secret. Anyway, I was living by myself for about 10 years right now, so really, like, my life was none of their business. Or was it not? They probably still think I'm a virgin. Do they really think I'm a virgin? I don't know, really. These parents, our parents, they're just different. No matter how much I try to explain it to my partner, whom I am not married to, by the way, he just doesn't get it. He's like, you have been wanting for this to happen for so long. Why are you even scared? It's time. I need to check it. Okay. I sit on the toilet with the stick in my hand. It shows this positive sign. I'm not really sure if that means yes to a baby or no to a baby. My partner has no idea. My family has no idea, obviously. They don't even know that I'm living with my partner. I touch my belly. I can't believe that there's a living creature right here, that I am creating that. One that I am so willing to give all my love unconditionally to it, whether it is him or her. We have talked to my partner about it. We both wanted to have kids, but we wanted to have it after marriage. Somehow, I convinced him that that's just the way it should be done in our culture. I'm sitting right here with this stick in my hand thinking, girl, you're living your own life right now. It has been 10 years. Come on. You really need to live by your own rules. It's time to stop thinking about them. But then on the other hand, I'm thinking, if they're gonna find out, they will die. Even if they don't do anything to me, probably they won't do anything to me, but I know that they will die from all the pain and all this reputation they have been collecting their entire life with their hard work. And right now, I destroyed all of it. How selfish of me. I take my phone, I call him. So I got a test and it says positive. He is delighted. He's jumping up and down and telling me all about the plans that we're going to have for the baby. And I'm thinking, I just can't. This is impossible. It can't happen. During that whole day, I was thinking whether I should call my family and let them know or what. Was there any other choices? Or should I let go of the kid? Let go of my child? It's not even a complete day that I found out about him or her. And I just feel like this is mine. You can't take it from me. I created this. I want to keep this forever. I love you till the very end, no matter what. I muster up the courage and I pick up the phone. I'm gonna call them and I'm gonna let them know that I have this baby and I'm gonna keep it. I wanted to have kids forever and just be kind to me. No, I need to make sure that this is real. I mean, you cannot trust these sticks. So I instead called in and set an appointment. I had to go and do the checkup to make sure that this is real. The appointment was for tomorrow at 9. The whole night, I could not sleep. I sang a lullaby to him or her. I talked to it about all the beautiful things in the world. Talked about how mama's like, how dad is like, how much we love each other. Told him how much I have been waiting, counting days for it to arrive. This could be my only chance. Not sure if I will be able to create another life anymore. It's like women do not have enough problems in their life. They need to also worry about their fertility. I even went outside to the balcony and I sat on the rocking chair that I have, looking at the stars and telling it all about the beautiful things and shapes that it can find in the sky. Told him that I did not know anything about this, but his father, or her father, knew all. It was like a walking Wikipedia. He always amazed me with his world and wisdom. Like, he knew about everything. It's like he was ready to be a dad from the very beginning. A kind one. I knew he would make a great one. And I will pamper you till the end of the world. I will show you what it means to have someone who's there for you no matter what. I will read all the books that are out there about how to raise your kid and make sure, and I promise right now, I'll make sure that I will be the mom everyone dreams of having. I will love you forever, unconditionally. When the alarm went off, I wasn't sure really for how long I was sleeping. I remember the last time I checked, it was, I don't know, 5 a.m. And right now it is, what, 7? It didn't matter. I wasn't sleepy at all. So I just got up, had butterflies flying everywhere in my stomach. Got ready. When I had everything on, I just went to the room and looked at myself in the mirror. Without even noticing, I had my hand on my belly rubbing it like I actually had a baby right there. I was not 100% sure even, but it was a feeling. It was a different feeling. It was probably what I have been waiting for my entire life. It's like everything I have done and everything he has done was just to make us ready for this very moment. We were meant to be parents. I didn't really want to think about how I was going to tell my parents because, oh boy, that was going to be very difficult. But first, I had to make sure that this is for real. Last night, I even talked to him or her about the possible names that we were going to have for him or her. Got to the clinic, was sitting there. The father was calling me from the other side constantly, soon to be a father. And I just couldn't answer the phone. I was stressed enough at that very moment. I just needed to get it over with, haven't done, and just leave. Luckily, the doctor had the in-house lab, so I only needed to wait a few hours. Time definitely was not moving. From the other end, he was calling all the time, like not even 1 second would go without my phone ringing, so I just turned off my phone. I could no longer take it. Now I had about like 15 minutes to the time he told me that he will give me the result. He comes out of the room and asks me to join him. Was this the moment? I need to make sure that I remember every single part of it, because this is what I will write home about. This is the story I'm gonna tell my kid once it is old enough. Tell him how worried I was and how everything ended happily ever after in the end. And that's how I got her. Her. I would go with her, not him. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's just having a girl would be better. The doctor asked me to sit. I sat on the chair and he said, "So, I'm not sure if you were looking forward to this or not, but you're not pregnant. You can go home now." She had a smile on her face, like, is this something funny to you? Should I feel relieved right now? I had almost 1 day with my child, and now it's all gone. I really thought finally I'll be able to live my dream, because that's the only dream that hadn't come true. But I guess I'll never get a chance. But at least I don't need to tell my parents, and they will be fine. They will be fine. That's all that matters at the end of the day, I guess. So, yes, and this was my story with the phrase too late. A lot of us who actually come from conservative countries and families, we do have like a huge stigma when it comes to topics like sex or like having children and a lot of things like that. Maybe that's why we're just not as comfortable with our body as others, or we're not even sure if we need to be happy when we have a child that we have always dreamed of with the partner we love, or we should be sad because we're just not married and they're not gonna accept it. I have never been in an experience like this, so I'm not really sure how my parents would react, but I know how stressful the whole situation is. I can imagine how difficult it is for you to just think, oh my god, I have to call them and I have to talk to them about it, and how they're going to react is going to be a mystery forever until that really happens to you. So yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end to the new episode, which is the 6th episode of Cause It's Me. You can find my podcast on every podcast platform, to be honest. You can use Apple Podcasts, CastBox, you can use Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all of those platforms out there. Every single episode, I'll be choosing one word or one phrase, and I'll be making a story about it on the spot, so I can work on my storytelling techniques and you guys can work on whatever you want to work on. Hopefully this will help. And as I have mentioned so many times, I'll be talking about the things that I have been dealing with or I have been listening to for a while. I think just bringing these topics up in the form of a story, it's going to be a lot easier, because it's like you detach yourself from the reality, so you don't really need to worry about the truth part of it. All you gotta do is to just put yourself in the shoe of the person, the character of the story, and find out how it's going to feel if you're going to face the same problem. That was it. I actually like this one. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter with the ID Vivian Vivid, and stay tuned for the next episodes of Cause It's Me every Wednesday. This is Viv, and this was the 6th episode of Cause It's Me called I'm Late. Thank you for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.